A million-dollar grant from the Howard Hughes Medical Institute is helping Vanderbilt provide hands-on research experience to some motivated undergraduates this summer. Molecular biologist Ellen Fanning says the students are not doing research in typical cookbook labs.
Where the students have a short time during the day, usually in the afternoon, where they can spend a few hours in a pre-prepared lab, where they mix pre-arranged solutions and measure pre-arranged events.
Rather, the students don't know the answers to the questions they're exploring.
We have a general approach that we're going to take as to how we're going to get an answer, but we don't know if it's going to work and we don't know what the answer will be, so it's an unknown in contrast with the known answers that will come out of a so-called cookbook lab.
Jason Smith, a rising sophomore from Chattanooga, has been conducting research that could provide answers someday about how cells, including those of cancer, replicate.
We're trying to put a gene into some DNA in bacteria. I spent the first week doing that. We discovered the second week that it hadn't worked, so we had to end up redoing everything. And then we finally got it to work, and so it just felt good to be able to take it to the next step.
Fanning says one of the advantages of the Community of Scholars program that she is helping to build is that students and scholars on different skill levels have the opportunity to interact, with more advanced students teaching the new ones as well. I'm Avery Dear Owens reporting.